You're listening to Radio City Talk, full-time with Matt Jones here. And Tranmere have got their final pre-season friendly ahead of their first season back in the Football League tomorrow. They take on Rochdale at Prenton Park, and that means they're going to be coming up against a rather familiar face. Winger Joe Thompson spent a couple of years at Prenton Park between 2012 and 2014. He's now back at Rochdale, and he scored a very important goal to keep them in the division last season as well. I'm delighted to be joined by him now. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hi, how are we? You okay?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you back and back on as well. How much are you looking forward to going back to Prenton Park tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a day to remember, I'd say. Maybe a bit emotional, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of smiling faces and people that I'd be happy to see, and likewise.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about your backstory for people who don't know, because you were at Tranmere when you were first diagnosed with cancer, and the way the fans stood behind you in particular, I think you probably still hold firmly as a nice memory in your heart.
Yeah, no, massively. And I think the fans, like you say in particular, will never ever really be able to know how much they helped me through the situation and the pickle I was in as such, and because it was the first diagnosis, everything was so raw and so new, and it was a shock and came out of the blue. But like I say, I can never thank them enough for the support that they gave me over both times in the end.
Have you been back as a player? I don't think you have since you left, have you?
No, I came back when Bury got promoted on the final day of the season, so that was joyous day for all the lads and whatnot. It was nice to get promoted, but I haven't been back and played and not been back on the park for what would it be, going on 4 years.
It's amazing how time flies, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It is incredible. I'd like to say it's been plain sailing, but it's been a bit of a rocky road in that time since I left.
It certainly has.
But yeah, no, it'd be a pleasure to, like I say, see everyone and hopefully get some minutes on the pitch.
Obviously, you can't read too much into these pre-season friendlies because teams can change, lineups can change pretty much every half an hour, can't they? But for you and Rochdale, a key moment in your preparations for next season.
Yeah, no, it is. And like you say, it's a stepping stone. I was delighted to see Tranmere get promoted back into the league where they belong and where such a big club with such a big fan base deserves to be. But yeah, like you say, everything does change in these pre-season games, and it literally is about getting your fitness and getting your match sharpness and being best prepared come the start of the season.
It's interesting you talk about them getting back promoted and how happy you were to see that, because when you were there in their first season, you lot were absolutely flying, and at one point it looked like you could get promoted to the Championship, and then a year later they get relegated to League Two. A year after that, they're down in National League as well. I mean, I bet you couldn't see that coming when you were there.
No, not at all. And like you say, yeah, the first season I turned up and was playing, the team was absolutely flying. And it was probably up until the January, it was up and around the top end of the league and looking for promotion or even playoffs. And what's gone on since has obviously not been nice to see. And I'm sure the fans have endured quite an emotional time, knowing where they could have been and where they have been and what was going on. But like I say, it was nice to see them coming back up the other way and starting to build again. And I know Mickey's got a good side there, and he's done well wherever he's been. So I wish Tranmere all the best.
And things could have been very different, because if you hadn't scored a very important goal on the final day of last season, this game could have been happening in League Two in a competitive fixture.
Is true, yeah, it could have been a League Two fixture, but like you say, it was one of them days, and it did come down to the final day of the season. And I think the story, as they say, couldn't have ended any better, and I was absolutely delighted to get the winner on the last day of the season and keep my team and Rochdale up, because it was, again, it was a frustrating year for myself and also the lads, but it's a everyone's on zero now, so we're back to square one, and we'll be looking to make much an improvement this turn round.
It was an incredible moment. Just in the footballing world, it was an incredible moment. And we'll talk a little bit about why now, because you are listening to Radio City Talk, and I'm speaking to Joe Thompson, Rochdale winger, former Tranmere man as well. Those two teams meet in a friendly tomorrow. Now, you left Prenton Park in 2014, and I think some people still look at that situation and think it could have been handled significantly better than what it was, Joe.
Yeah, no, but it's water under the bridge, and it's one of them. You live and you learn, and sometimes you've got to learn the harsh lessons. I do feel like things could have been handled better, but that wasn't to be, and time moves on and football moves on. And like I say, it's just life, and them are the things that you got to kind of learn to deal with when they come your way.
You were on the road to recovery then. You moved on to Bury, had a couple of loan spells with Wrexham and Southport, Carlisle for the 2015-16 season. Then you returned to Rochdale, your hometown club, in 2016, and you get diagnosed with cancer for a second time.
Yeah, no, and like I say, with the first time, it was very raw and new, and I was really naive to the whole situation, whereas this time around, I knew what the script was and what was happening. So it was absolutely gutting for me and my family, particularly the second time round. But we've dealt with setbacks before, and I think a lot of it does come down to mindset and being resilient and trying to stay as positive and strong as possible. But yeah, again, I had the football world rally around me and kind of pick me up off my knees. So after a lot of treatment and a stem cell transplant, which is probably the hardest chemotherapy you can undergo, I luckily came out the other end and I've been in remission now for the last 15 months. So it's all in the past and we look to the future.
Absolutely. Just one more question on that, though. When the diagnosis did come for a second time, I'm sure your guts were on the floor and you were just fearing the worst.
Yeah, no, it was a case of why me. It was, what have I maybe done to deserve this? But like I say, you knew what was coming up. So that, I would say, was not really a good thing. Nothing was new. You knew how hard it was going to be, how tough the treatment was going to be. And the fact that your life's hanging in the balance is not a nice thing to have hanging over your head. But you do your best, and you have your family around you and all the support that you need, and make sure you're, I would say, filling your life with as much positivity as possible. So that's what I did. And like I say, thankfully for me, I've got through it. And it's a chapter in my life that I can look back on and gain strength from. But yeah, it's all part and parcel, I suppose.
Well, you absolutely have come through it, because I've met you a few times. We spoke a few times when you were at Tranmere, and you are one of the most positive people you could ever meet. You were a fighter, so you were never going to let it stop you. And you returned for Rochdale just before Christmas last season. And fast forward to the final day, which we've touched on a little bit, taking on Charlton in a game that if Rochdale lose or even draw, they could get relegated. And you score the come on as a sub and score the 69th minute winner, a 1-0 win. The proudest, the best moment of your career?
100%. I think it made me realise what all the sacrifice and all the hard work and all the bits and bobs done behind closed doors and at home, it made it all worth it. And like I say, the story couldn't have been written any better. And you've just spoke about it then, and it still gives goosebumps and maybe still hasn't sunk in, but it was something that I needed to do, and it couldn't have panned out any better, those two touches. And yeah, 1-0 winner. Everyone went berserk and everyone was over the moon, and I think, like you say, it couldn't have been written, or it was written in the stars. But we now look forward to the season coming, and we set new goals and new targets, and that's what I'll do, and look forward to the opening day of the season, but obviously a long season ahead.
Absolutely. Well, with a full pre-season behind you now, how are you feeling fitness-wise and health-wise as well?
Yeah, no, spot on. I've been at the hospital this week, and they tell me all my bloods are through the roof and everything's fine. So that's something that I've got to learn to live with, that I will have to have quite regular checkups. But as we get further away from it, they'll become less frequent. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the season. I've got quite a few minutes under my belt. I've not missed any sessions. So yeah, it's a foundation and a platform to build off. And probably at the back end of last season, I didn't want the season to finish because I felt like I was getting there, getting back to where I was prior to the first and the second diagnosis. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, can't wait to get down to business.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant to see you out there, especially at Prenton Park tomorrow, Joe. And what we should mention as well is that you've put all this incredible story into a book, which is going to hopefully be out later this year.
Yeah, no. And they've told me to not so much keep it under my hat, but I've spoken to the publishers and I've got to give them a phone call this afternoon because it's all the chapters have been drafted up and done now. So hopefully before Christmas time, if all goes to plan, it should be out, and it'll be a good read, and I'm sure a lot of people can take a lot of inspiration and lessons from reading it across all ages, because not even with cancer, with hard times, it discriminates nobody and can happen to you at any age. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and it should be quite an uplifting read. And like I say, I've tried to be as honest as possible. So yeah, I'll make sure you get a copy, and I look forward to talking about it then.
Yeah, we'll have to get you into the studio when it does come out, Joe, because it will be an inspirational read. You are an inspiration. Best of luck tomorrow against Tranmere, and best of luck for the season. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
All right, my absolute pleasure. Cheers, guys.